It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Sunday marks the start of the Lunar New Year, and here in the U.S., many Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean, and other Asian immigrant families are preparing to celebrate by filling small envelopes with cash. It goes to relatives and friends. But how much money? NPR's Hansi Lo Wang has the story on the calculus of gift giving.
Meet Alan and Debbie. They live in New York City, and they first met a decade ago.
In church.
Yeah, we actually met in choir practice.
They finally tied the knot last October, and in traditional Chinese culture, that means they're now adults. And with adulthood comes certain financial responsibilities, like giving out money for Lunar New Year.
We have church friends, kids, and co-workers, children to give.
Yeah. A lot of unmarried people, too.
It sounds like you have to budget for this, maybe.
I know. And we just had the wedding, too.
For Alan Kwai, Lunar New Year is Thanksgiving and Christmas wrapped into one. It brings together relatives you haven't seen all year for a Thanksgiving-like feast. And
it's Christmas because the kids get, you know, money.
So the question facing Alan and his wife, Debbie Dai, is exactly how much money should they give for the Lunar New Year? Helen Koh directs New York City's Museum of Chinese in America.
You know, it can range from $10 to $20, maybe $50, even $1, I've heard.
But combine money with family and holiday rituals, and things can get awkward. Peggy Moy Mark lives in Chicago.
I'm always really nervous of whether I'm going to get it right.
You don't want to fail the exam.
No, Confucius is watching, so...
Peggy wasn't sure which bills to put in her first round of Lunar New Year envelopes, but she knew the number matters, and she knew exactly who to call for answers. Her mother.
The number four. We never use number four.
Peggy's mother, Doris Moy, says the number four, when spoken in Chinese, sounds kind of like to die. Newlywed Alan Kwai says he and his wife have budgeted $500 for cash gifts to about 50 children, plus friends and family.
I don't want to give too much to set a bad precedent, but also I don't want to give too little. Because I don't want to be like, hey, Cousin Alan is so cheap.
Alan promises if you're close to him, he'll put a little extra in your envelope. But if you're not, he says, sorry, buddy. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.